ask you, are there other things that we can do to remember Baba? Are there things that we can do?
All that I've heard, simple thing. I don't know about the picture and focusing and all that. Might be because so many things are there. And say, we cannot be at the same place all time. After all, we have our limitations. And he is omnipresent, so he... So many people have heard so many things, different things from him. But I, that I have heard it, he says, what is it to remember me all the time? What does it mean? It's a tantamount to forgetting yourself. He doesn't want you to sit and say, Baba, Baba, Baba. But the more you forget yourself, the more you are remembering me without remembering. So how will you forget yourself? Keeping yourself involved in something that you are doing. And don't involve yourself, don't try to identify yourself with the work that you are doing it, that you have been doing it, that you did it and you did that, you helped somebody or anything. But just trying to work on that which you are working on is him, Baba. Bring in Baba every time you want him. That's how you remember. That's what I heard. The more you forget yourself, the more you are remembering me. That's what he said. To have that environment, you know, it all started with the environment. Be in the environment, you see there where you are reminded of him and all that. So can we go and pay a visit to saints? Can we go here? Can we go there? Do that, what you call, make us, induce us to love him. Imagine that we love him, then induce us to love him, and then we begin to love him and all that sort of thing that was there. And I said, oh, there is a very good, what you call,
method? Technique?
No, not technique. There's a very good compilation of Baba's thoughts on this. So I said, well, then when we get time, we'll read out to you or not. Was it Mary who asked that
question? I think it was Mary. Mary and Ron, because they were praying to go.
Huh?
No, I didn't ask that. Maybe Mary did.
What was... Then I said, well, why not? You can go anywhere. All that you need to do is to remain stable, hold on to him with both hands, you see. So that's the reason why he told us to hold on to him with both hands. Because if one hand is there on him and the other hand is still free, can go on, and then there is a chance of being pulled somewhere and get the grip lost there, and so on. Till such time you are stable, it's better not to go anywhere. That's what I said. And then I thought, oh, there's a nice little thing that is there that God should know. So today I thought of whiling our time in his thoughts on that.